It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 2nd of October, and it's the second day of the fall membership campaign here on KERA. It's been a long, hot Texas summer, a long, hot, pledge-free Texas summer since we asked you to support KERA last spring, and that's what we're doing today. 800-888-694-6931 is the phone number, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Of course, we're going to take your calls and your emails, your tweets, your questions and answers this hour, too. You can start filling up the board with calls right now at 800-933-5372 or email to anything at kera.org. I want to mention, though, right off the bat here, that it's important for you to support KERA today, this hour, right now. I don't know if you all were listening to All Things Considered yesterday, but Tim Cook, Apple's CEO, was interviewed by Robert Siegel. And they were talking about privacy, and they were talking about Siegel kept asking him if Apple was going to come out with a car, and he Cook kept saying, next question, please. But what they are coming out with is this new 32-gigabyte iPad Pro, and we are going to give one away today at 7 o'clock. And if you've been listening at all today, you've probably heard that it's got 5.6 million pixels. So we're giving away 5.6 million pixels and a four-speaker audio system, a 10-hour battery. You can look this up online. It's the new 32-gigabyte iPad Pro, and when you make your contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org, you're automatically entered to win this brand-new iPad Pro tonight at 7 o'clock, and you'll also automatically be entered in any of the other subsequent drawings we have during this membership drive, and there will be a few. So call right now, 888-694-6931, or do it online at kera.org. Wanted to thank everybody who supported the station so far today. It is the second day of the drive. We've, thanks to you, managed to raise a little over $47,000 today. That's fantastic. We want to wrap this drive up as quickly as possible this fall. It is a busy, busy news season, and we want to hear from you. So give us a call. The other number for the show, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Rick, who says, I'd like to donate my pre-owned ski equipment to a 501c3 organization or similar and receive a tax write-off for the donation. What options are there in the Arlington area? I think if you give things to the Goodwill, you get a gift receipt or, you know, a receipt for giving the items, and you can write that off. But we'll see if there's Mission Arlington, too. I don't know if they would take ski equipment, because I think they typically take donations and then repurpose them to people in need. But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you at 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org or via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, and speaking of Twitter and your participation in the show and everything else, I just did want to mention that it was great to see all of you last week out at the Great State Fair of Texas. It was really fun to see y'all come up and ask your questions live, and we've got a couple of follow-ups on some of those this week. And we're going to be back on October the 16th, which is 2 weeks from today. We'll be back at the Great State Fair of Texas doing the show live once again. But right now, the way to get to us is 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got a question from Laura, who writes, I would like to know what's going on with pouring concrete on Legacy Drive in Plano between Coit and Preston. She says, for the past months, they keep closing a lane or two at a time, making repairs, then pouring concrete. It appears to be done and over. However, a few days later, they're doing it all over again. She wants to know if the construction company is doing a bad job or if it's really being inspected. She says it's been at least 6 weeks that these repairs have been constant and repetitive. Does anyone know what's going on with the construction on Legacy Drive in Plano? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Jason emailed and says, I once saw a news story about someone who sold Frito pie in a department store or mall. He says, I think it was somewhere in East Dallas. They sold it in the bag, I guess in the Frito bag, and you just ate it right out of the bag. Any clue where this is or was? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Down the hall, the number to call, 888-694-6931. We started this hour with a goal of 50 contributions at any amount. 50 contributions on the phone at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We've heard from 8 of you, so 42 to go this hour. We're going to do 50 this hour and 50 next hour. It's a special two-hour edition of the show today, so lots and lots of time to get your questions and answers in and your contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Let's see, we got an email here from Heather, who wants to know if anyone knows of a bulk buyer of black walnuts in the DFW area. She says, the only company I can find is Hammond's, but their closest station, I guess drop-off station, is in Oklahoma. Does anyone know if anyone's buying black walnuts in bulk here in the DFW area? We also got an email from LJ, who writes, my husband saw a copperhead in our backyard, but by the time he got a shovel, the snake had hidden. LJ says, we can't let anyone go back there until we get rid of it. Is there a city department or critter control LJ says that we are bait that we can use to kill it. I think the snake is probably, maybe the snake has moved on. There may be someone who could come and see if it's relocatable. But, you know, just a friendly reminder that those neighborhood snakes are doing their job controlling the rat and mouse populations in our yards and in our neighborhoods as well. 800-933-5372. If you have a suggestion for LJ on the snake, you can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We had a question last week from a gentleman when we were out at the fair. He called in, but he had an issue with probating the will of his deceased wife, who had died more than 4 years ago. And Larry in Fort Worth says, the usual solution to having waited more than 4 years to probate a will is to have an attorney draft an affidavit of heirship for the deceased. The disadvantage to this is that the heirs at law may not be the same people as the devisees named in the will. For instance, the deceased's children, if any, would be heirs along with the deceased's spouse. The caller asked which law requires the probate of a will within 4 years. Larry says the statute is Section 256.003 of the Texas Estates Code. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And that is what retreat.org has done. R-E-T-R-E-E-T, retreat. Let's see. Retreat says, Retreat takes donations and issues a tax-deductible receipt, and we help replant communities in the wake of disaster. So check out retreat.org for those kinds of donations as well. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stephen in Denton. Hello, Stephen.
Hey.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just want you to know that I first called in and pledged before I made this call.
Awesome.
Listen, I'm on I-35. I've been doing a lot of driving lately, and I have a question. There's a traffic sign, and I'm not sure what it means.
Okay.
It's five words. It's a rectangular and white, and it says left lane, and then the word four, F-O-R, passing only. And I'm wondering if someone could tell me what that means.
Well, I think it means that you shouldn't just travel in the left lane unless you're passing other cars in front of you. So the idea,
Are you sure? I have a hard time believing that because
I'm pretty sure.
I would have thought it means the opposite because people get in the left lane and go slower than any other lane.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what it means. I mean,
So I was being sarcastic, but I earned it with my pledge. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Craig in Arlington. Craig, I'm hoping you have an actual question because I'm looking at the subject line and you know, it sounds like the setup to a joke.
No, I do have an actual question.
Okay.
I wanted to ask anybody out there who might know, I own an upper scale accordion. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of people look at it and they've told me it's a really quality instrument. I've checked eBay. I don't really have much resources to know how much it is worth. So I've looked around and I'm trying to find a place where I could take it to have it appraised.
Okay, so you're looking for appraisal of a higher end accordion. What kind of accordion is it?
You know, I couldn't tell you really.
Okay.
It's packed away.
Okay.
Wow.
You've probably called. Well, I'm just curious. You've probably called the right place. We'll see if we get a suggestion or two for you. And we've got about an hour and 40 minutes to do it. So thanks for calling.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks. Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But right now, let's check in and see how we're doing down the hall. The number there is 888-694-6931. You can also go online to kera.org and make your contribution there. Our goal this hour, 50 contributions and any amount between noon and 1. We've heard from 21. No, we've heard from 11 folks. Can't do math on the air either today. We've got 39 left to go. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org and joined now by Stephen Becker.
Hey, Jeff. You know, one thing that people need to know as they're listening to this fall membership campaign today specifically is that when you enter in, or excuse me, when you make your contribution today, you will be automatically entered in to win a new 32-gig iPad Pro. This is the state-of-the-art iPad. It's got the runs on the iOS. It's got the Touch ID, faster Wi-Fi, all the bells and whistles that you would want in an iPad. And one lucky contributor is going to be the winner of said iPad today. Now, this drawing happens at 7 o'clock today. So if you were thinking, you know, I need to go ahead and contribute to KERA. It's a membership campaign. I always make a contribution. Why not go ahead and do it today and get entered into this drawing?
888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Stephen, one thing that's been really popular from what I'm hearing is this partnership we have going with the North Texas Food Bank and these Thanks for Giving packages. If you make a $120 contribution to KERA right now at kera.org or at 888-694-6931, you're also going to feed two people for a week. That's 42 meals through this partnership that we have with the North Texas Food Bank.
Yeah, and it only makes sense that it would be popular. Clearly, our listeners who contribute understand the value of philanthropy and understand contributing to help people out. Well, this is a chance to help out your public radio station and help out some people who could use a little bit of help, you know, filling their pantry for a week. So you can do doubly good when you make your contribution and choose as your thank you gift to contribute to North Texas Food Bank.
888-694-6931 is the number to call. Go online to kera.org and choose the Thanks for Giving package when you make your contribution there. If you want to ask a question on the show, though, the number to call, 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Producer of the show, Stephen Becker, is still in the studio here. Stephen, we got this question about someone asked, Sophie in Dallas asked, Does anyone know if I can get falafel at the state fair? And if so, does anyone know the name and general location of the food booth that's serving falafel? It's a great question. We were at the state fair last week, did a live remote broadcast. We're going to be back in 2 weeks.
You know, it's funny. I'd never really thought about falafel at the fair, but it makes sense. I mean, given the fried directions of all food items at the fair, that fits right in line there. And I hope Sophie will stop by our broadcast station if she finds it or if we get an answer for her, and show off proof of her falafel that she found. We are going to be just a few feet actually away from Big Tex. In fact, if you're looking for where we're at, all you have to do is stand right in front of Big Tex and look at which direction his arm is pointing, and just walk, just follow the arm. And when you get to about the
his
left arm, yeah, he's pointing right at our broadcast location. You can't miss us. We had a good crowd out there last week. It'd be great when we return in next week.
It's 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, that's right. When we return 2 weeks from today, to have some more people to come out there and kind of share in the live experience of the Anything Show.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an answer on that construction. No, I think this is a question, actually. Another construction question. This is from Chan, who wants to know about the construction at Garland Road and Shiloh in Garland. Chan says, construction crews are digging up the whole southeast corner. Does anyone know what is going to be built there at the corner of Shiloh and Garland Road in Garland? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Ed in Arlington. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Jeff. You had a caller a few minutes ago worried about a copperhead they'd seen in their backyard.
Yeah.
There is a Facebook page for the Dallas Herpetological Society, maybe Dallas-Fort Worth Herpetological Society, but I know they, I've seen people say on there that they will come out and capture and relocate a snake, and they'll do it that day if you get a hold of the right person.
Awesome.
There. That said, while I haven't seen this person's backyard, I would say that copperheads like moisture, and they like brush piles, mm-hmm. rubble piles, mm-hmm. piles of wood and debris. So if you don't want to have a recurring problem with copperheads, you might want to think about eliminating such cover that they
have. They're really hard to see in among leaf litter and twigs and sticks. They have this kind of light brown and dark brown kind of pattern. I've seen a bunch of them on area trails around North Texas, and you know very gently suggest that they go on their way. You just don't want to step on one. I think that's really the key. So,
I would agree with you. Like you, I frequently see them a lot on this trail by mm-hmm. my house that runs along the river. But they're beautiful, but they're very well camouflaged too. I've had people standing right beside me, mainly my father years ago, saying, look, there's a copperhead in that pile of bricks there, and it was, 3 feet from me, and I didn't see it.
Right.
So, that said, as long as you don't go sticking your hands in such a pile without gloves on and, just not sticking your hands or your feet where you can't see, not sure you have a whole lot to worry about.
Yeah, they perform an important ecological service.
Yeah,
out there. You had another answer too, Ed.
Well, I didn't hear the whole question. Somebody called in with a probate question, and I have a fair bit of experience with probate issues. But if I need to hear the rest of the question if I can. No.
Right. Well, the gentleman had waited over 52 months, I think, to probate his wife's will, and he had some property that he needed to start to sell, but the estate had not been probated, and because he waited over 4 years, that was the issue, that the will, I guess, wasn't probatable, or the estate wasn't probatable.
My general advice would be it depends on the amount of money involved here. If there's not, over 50, you know, somewhere over $50,000 involved, I would say as long as you have complied with the, that you believe honestly that you've complied with the terms of the will and there is not anybody out there who may take objection to your distribution of the deceased person's estate, then you're probably got nothing to worry about. But if we're talking about a lot of money here, it might be worth paying a, you know, there's a field of law called probate, and you can look and call the Bar Association and get a recommendation for a probate attorney, and you can probably spend, I know there are certain days of the month that you can spend like a half an hour talking to an attorney of various fields, and it only costs you like $20 or $25.
Right. Yeah, the Bar Association is a good source for that. Well, hey, Ed, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, we got a call here from Jim in Ennis. Hello, Jim.
Hello, sir.
Hey there.
I was going to respond to that site question also. I wasn't aware of, like the previous caller, that there might be somebody to come out and get it.
Get the snake. But, the snake. We're talking about the copperhead, yeah.
Copperhead, I'm sorry. But the additional thing with copperheads is they love rock. They love rock piles. And they'll get very burrowed down in there in terms of a living place.
Mm-hmm.
And that the material that you purchase or can purchase as snake away or snake guard is worthless.
Okay.
if you read the fine print, it says that it doesn't work on poisonous snakes.
Okay.
Second question was about a place where you used to be able to get chili in the bag, in the Frito bag,
right,
in East Dallas. The flea market on Carroll, which closed in the early 90s, sold it there.
Okay.
And it's long gone, but because of that type of packaging, I don't think you can legally do that much anymore. And I'll throw you one more since I've got you. I just heard it come on about the falafel.
Yes.
You used to be able to get it at that food building that was right around the corner from where you are, where y'all's booth is.
Yeah, and just to be clear, we're not there today. Well, we were there last week. We'll be there in two weeks. But,
okay.
But yeah, the food court at the State Fair does have
a
Greek foods and our Middle Eastern foods booth there. So that is a good place to look.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Lots of traffic and road questions today. Fernando writes, earlier in the year, a new U-turn bridge was opened in the intersection of westbound 114 and Whitechapel Boulevard in Southlake. However, it's been closed for the last 1 or 2 months. Does anyone know why? It's the U-turn bridge, the new U-turn bridge at the intersection of westbound 114 and Whitechapel Boulevard in Southlake. Why is it closed? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris calling from Dallas. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Hey there.
Yeah, Jeff, I wanted to answer the question for the gentleman that was looking to get rid of the accordion.
Or get an appraisal at least.
Yeah. The appraisal is going to be kind of tough because he's going to have to pay for that. And the accordion is a very popular instrument right now. If you'd like to kind of cut to the chase, the way to take care of this would be to take it to Guitar Center because they sell new accordions and they buy used gear of just about everything they sell. So they would offer him a wholesale price on that. And he could probably add about 30% markup if he wanted to figure out what the retail price is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think you might be shocked if it truly is a heirloom type accordion.
Right.
You might be able to get a significant amount of money even in a wholesale deal. So I'd just take it to my nearest Guitar Center and have them take a look at it. They should shoot him back a pretty good, reasonable wholesale price. I would recommend, all the Guitar Centers are nice, but I would recommend the one over in Louisville. I've dealt with those guys a lot, and they pretty well shoot straight. Their store manager is a really, really great guy.
Chris, thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
Another thing to do nowadays with this crazy thing called the internet, you could probably look and see who else is selling one like yours and where they're selling it and what they're selling it for. And I think on eBay you can actually search sold items to see what stuff actually did sell for. But I'm not real great at all that stuff. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Larry wants to know, can anyone tell me where to find wild bamboo growing in the Dallas area? Well, there's lots and lots. I mean, it's all along the Katy Trail. There's probably many, many places around White Rock Lake that you can. And there's, I guess, right on Northwest Highway, eastbound after Buckner, you can even see it growing there in Norbuck Park. I'm not sure about a place that you can harvest or cut it, though. Maybe that's what Larry's asking. We'll see if we get some suggestions, though. And we got an email here from, someone who says, at the corner of Main and Ackard in downtown Dallas, most days during the week, there's a guy with a portable rack containing four laptops connected to four cell phones. When I've asked what they are doing, they say a survey, but won't get into what they're actually doing. And let's see, this listener says, I noticed them about 2 years ago. First time I noticed them about 2 years ago. Does anybody know what they're doing? Corner of Main and Ackard in downtown Dallas. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We've got to check in down the hall, though, where the number is 888-694-6931. You can contribute online as well at kera.org. We started this hour with a goal of 50. We've got 33 to go. Maybe we've been doing a little too much show. I was thinking that we could do a little more show and like try to get the membership part into more of a highly concentrated zone. And that's why I've asked our producer, Stephen Becker, to step in and join us during these breaks to help encourage you to make your contribution during, you know, these little shorter pitch segments.
It's all right to admit you get lonely in here for 2 hours on a Friday during pledge time.
It is. It's very cold and lonely.
Well, Jeff, as you well know, one of our favorite things to do during membership campaigns is to thank people. I know I enjoy that, and it really part of us doing that, of course, is to say thanks. But the other part is to show listeners that there are real people actually out there making contributions, and we hope that you will join them. So we hope that you'll be like Stephen Dubberly in Denton, Mark Sadlick in Dallas, who also contributed today. Also, big thanks to Janet Barden in Euless, Toby May in Crum, Donna Orr in Dallas, and Susan Peterson in Dallas. They took just a minute from their probably very busy Fridays to make sure that their contribution was taken care of today, that they could head into the weekend with that thing checked off of their list, and to know that they were supporting public radio here in North Texas.
The number to call to join them is 888-694-6931 or do it online at kera.org. Check out some of the new stuff this drive that we're offering. We have these collegiate logo KERA items. There's the KERA collegiate combo, which has KERA established 1960 on a t-shirt, a mug, and this really cool plaid fleece picnic blanket, which has a handled carrier with pockets in it you can put snacks in. This is available at the $20 a month contribution. And what I'm told is the picnic blanket itself has been really popular. Check it out online at kera.org. It's a $10 a month contribution. And I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, that I think I might have to get one of these. This is pretty cool, this KERA picnic blanket. But I love the t-shirt, too. It's a really cool design. Check it out online at kera.org or call 888-694-6931. And don't forget, you get in on this iPad Pro drawing which is happening at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, one lucky contributor will be the owner of a brand new iPad. You can get all the details on that over at kera.org. And, you know, Jeff, I was thinking about, we often talk about, of course, supporting local public radio. And this show, The Anything Show, is the epitome of local public radio. To be perfectly honest with you, before I started working on this show, I think I would say like, why can't people just Google the answer to that question? But what I found out, and this is the real truth, is that there are some questions that are just like Google proof, you know, and they're the very hyper local questions. There's also the questions where people are wanting, a suggestion on something where there's maybe not one clear cut answer, but there's an array of suggestions. And those are the types of answers you get here on the Anything Show that I don't think you can get other places. And so I like to think that this show really provides a public service that is very locally based. And if you're one of the people who tune in every Friday to get your questions out there, or to maybe to provide an answer, we really appreciate you. And we're just asking that you show your appreciation for the show by contributing today.
888-694-6931, online at kera.org. So do you think more people would give if we changed the name of the show to Google Proof? I don't know that I want to say Google Proof.
We have many names for this show that we use in the office here, and maybe we'll add that one to the list.
Or Diatomaceous Earth.
Diatomaceous Earth.
We haven't. It's, you know, the Diatomaceous Earth really starts in the spring. I think we're still 6 months away from Diatomaceous Earth talk. But you can join us right now at 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. We're waiting to hear from you right now. Why do you listen? Why do you give? Let us know when you call 888-694-6931 or when you give online at kera.org. Stephen, we have a goal this hour of 50 contributions from new, renewing members, additional gifts. We got about 32 left to go, so we really need to hear from you.
Yeah, and it's important. The reason we come up with these goals is that so that we can stay on pace during these drives, so they hopefully can be wrapped up in a, you know, reasonable amount of time. And so by ticking off these little hour-by-hour goals, it makes sure that the overall pace is reasonable and that we can take care of the business that we need to take care of and then get back to the regular programming that you're used to.
888-694-6931, online at kera.org. If you want to join us on the show, you can call 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. A whole nother segment of this first hour of a two-hour special membership campaign Anything Show coming up. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Before we go back to the phones, though, I just wanted to remind you that you can also support the show and the station at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. And that's what Cheryl Helt in Fort Worth did. And she said, "My contribution is in honor of the late, great Glenn Mitchell." She says, "I always donate during the Anything Show because it's my favorite, and I'm voting with my pledge." Thank you so much, Cheryl. Really appreciate that. Also heard from Carla Heron in Forney, who left us a comment. And Carla said, "I spend many hours alone in my clay room, and KERA keeps me company." Well, Carla, thank you so much for your contribution. And thanks for having KERA with you when you're working. And if that applies to you, if you listen while you're working, or if you tune in special to this hour every Friday, we would love to hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. About 30 contributions left to go to make our goal this hour of 50 new or renewing members. So be the next one to call, 888-694-6931. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Randall in Dallas. Hello, Randall.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
Great show. And
oh, thank you.
I have a fairly simple question, I hope. What state entity would regulate the scales at the metal scrapyards?
I don't know the answer to that, but we'll see if somebody does. And these are the scales that you, so these are the scales that when you're taking some recycling, you pull your truck up onto or your trailer and they weigh you, and then You get a ticket, and then you weigh again on the way out, and they subtract the difference, right?
Now you've got both that, and then inside they have scales for copper or aluminum, and those are just large platform scales.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right.
Thanks, Randall.
Line
up 800-933-5372. Up next, we talk to B in DeSoto. Hello, B.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Got a question. I've got a dog in my yard, and I know they have to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But what can I put on my yard that would help the smell? I've been on the internet. I want somebody to call in and tell me that have tried something that works.
Okay. So it's you actually own a dog.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
And you're just trying to figure out how to de-smellify your backyard a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been on the internet and
sure.
I've, you know, found some things.
Sure.
But I wanted to know if somebody in your listening audience knew of something.
Sure.
That really worked.
Well,
so I'll
I think
hang up and listen, and hopefully they'll call in today.
I think one question that we're going to get, one follow-up question we're going to get, is are you picking everything up regularly?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so that's...
I can't wait for them to get through to pick it up.
Right, okay, so that's not the smell that we're talking about. We're talking...
Okay.
I guess we're talking about the urine smell. Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you, B.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
Sounds
for
good.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from somebody who writes, there's new construction on the northwest corner of 114 South and I-35 West. A few weeks ago, a caller answered this question by claiming this was going to be a quick trip gas station. That is on the southwest corner of this interchange, behind the existing Shell and Subway. What I'm talking about is the new construction on the northwest corner of the interchange, across 114 from the Texas Motor Speedway. Does anybody know what that's going to be on the northwest corner? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Natalie calling from Plano. Hello, Natalie.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I had a suggestion for the person who's looking for wild bamboo
mm-hmm.
in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an avid reader of the free section of the Dallas Craigslist site. And routinely on there, I would say either once a month or once every 2 months, there is a property down there that advertises a free, like, come and get it. You can cut down your own bamboo.
Hmm.
And I've seen that on there for at least the past year and a half. So these guys have a lot. And that might be a good place for him to start, you know, just to see.
And I'm assuming he didn't say, but I'll bet he wants to make something because, you know, you can make all kinds of stuff out of bamboo, right?
Yeah, you know, it takes a little while to grow. And
yeah.
But, yeah, they always have plenty, and they always say come and take mm-hmm. as much as you can get. You know, I've never done it.
Sure.
But, like I said, I've seen the advertisement for
okay.
a long time. So hopefully that's a good place to start.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Let's get another suggestion on this from Ray calling from Dallas. Hello, Ray.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Show. Two things real quick. Am I to understand someone was looking for chili pie in a bag?
They're looking for chili pie in a bag.
Okay. The only place I know of is Fort Worth. There is a Fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
They still serve it outside of the store.
Okay.
And as far as Bamboo, Luna, and Valley View, two blocks north, it's everywhere.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
It's an open lot. Thank you very much.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where we got this from Jay. He says, for years, when going around White Rock Lake on the weekend, there have been people sitting on the side of the trail off West Lothar near Fisher with a sign saying free advice. Jay says, I've never stopped to ask for anyone, but I've always wondered what is their deal and what type of advice they offer. Well, they offer it's free advice, and I've never talked to those folks either. Waved a bunch and said hello, but I know someone who has stopped and asked for advice, and they were just asking for advice about a big decision that they needed to make, and it was free. They got some advice, and it was free. So I don't know, maybe someone who's gotten some free advice out of White Rock Lake can give us a call and tell us what they asked and, you know, whether it was good advice. It says free advice, right? It doesn't say good advice. But I bet it's, you know, hey, free advice is, it's what you make of it. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. I will say, when we set up our show last Friday at the State Fair of Texas, and we had the signs that said, you know, anything you ever wanted to know, step right up and ask a question. People were asking us things like, this is before we went on the air, people were asking us things like, where's the nearest restroom? Do you know where to find this? What gate is this that we're near? And I asked them, I said, you know, we're going to do this radio show in a little while. And they said, oh, we thought this was a free information booth. So we did our best to send them on the right path. And there at the crew, we had Stephen Becker, our producer, before the show aired, and a couple other folks, and our engineering team, and most of us were pretty familiar with Fair Park, so we did the best we could. Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention last week, back here at the station, we had production help from Christina Martinez, and I wanted to thank Christina Martinez for helping out here at KERA Master Control Central, while pretty much the whole Anything production team was out in the field. So thanks again to Christina Martinez for helping out last week. 800-933-5372 is where we find Phil calling from Dallas. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
Hey there.
I wonder if anybody knows, I'm looking for a 1957 Bel Air Chevrolet that they call car bumper jack set, and that's what you use to change tires. You elevate the car and then you change tires.
For a 57 Chevy Bel Air.
Yeah, I've been looking now for 3 months and I can't seem to find it.
So are you restoring this car, or
the car is restored, and that's the only thing that I'm missing right now.
Wow.
And I'd like to buy one.
So what do people who restore old cars normally do? You just have like a new aftermarket jack set, right?
Yeah, but the 57 Chevy's weigh probably more than a Hummer because it's solid.
Oh, it's got to be a serious jack.
Well, and that's why I want the one for the 57 Chevy that comes with a 57 Chevy.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. I have two more questions for you. What color is your 57 Bel Air?
It is a turquoise and white.
Wow.
Four-door, no post.
Wow. And when did you start working on it?
Well, it's been about a year.
Okay.
I already had, most of it was already done, so the body was in perfect condition. No rust, no nothing.
Wow. It sounds beautiful, Phil. We'll see if we can get a lead for you.
Thank you very much.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Try to get one more call in here before we have to go back to a membership break. But if you're on the phone, stay with us, because we're going to come back and do another hour of the show right after the NPR newscast. So hang in there if you're holding. But right now, let's talk to David in Louisville. Hello, David.
Hello. I was just commenting that somebody might be able to check with the Department of Agriculture on those scales.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that regulate the scales, I believe, in the stores when they sell things. If they don't do that, then they would probably know who to go to.
Okay. Thanks very much, David. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Let's get one more answer here before we check in down the hall. Let's talk to Corey in Dallas. Hello, Corey. Are you there, Corey? Hello, Corey. And call us back. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Down the hall, the number to call is 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. We've done a little more show this hour and a little less fundraising. I've got our producer, Stephen Becker, is joining me back in the studio again. And where that's gotten us is, Stephen, we have about 28 contributions left to go here in the next 6 minutes or so to stay on track. I think we can do it if you'll be the next one to call, 888-694-6931 or contribute at kera.org.
You know, you can't think too much about like, oh, wow, we have 28 people or 50 people or whatever. Only worry about the thing that you can handle, and that's yourself. And if you contribute, that's all we ask for. You know, don't worry about the other 27 people. Although if you want to, you know, tweet out that you contributed to KERA or maybe Facebook it and let people know, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little positive reinforcement on the message to your friends who may be your fellow KERA listeners. We have done a great job. I should say you have done a great job today because KERA listeners have raised $50,000 so far for the station today. That's really incredible. And that's going to keep us on pace to make sure that this drive is a successful one. You can join in the action by calling 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org.
888-694-6931, kera.org. Check out the new KERA picnic blanket. Comes with a cool KERA logo and sort of a carrying case that wraps around it. It's a plaid fleece blanket. And you can pick that up when you make a contribution at $10 a month membership level. I want to thank William Eastland in Louisville, Bart Miller in Rockwall, Janice Pine in Bedford. Thank you so much, William, Bart, and Janice. Also, thanks to Sharon Appiah in Dallas, Dr. Emily Townsend in Dallas, and Aaron O'Brien in Flower Mound. Thank you, Aaron, Dr. Emily, and Sharon, for making your contributions. We want to hear from you right now at 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Maybe choose the thanks for giving package that enables you to help feed people here in North Texas while supporting KERA all at the same time.
And this makes particular sense, Jeff, for Anything Show listeners, because every week we have people asking, where can I donate this item? Where can I donate these books? We had somebody, where can I donate the ski equipment? Where can I donate medical supplies? Every week, trust me, I look at the emails, we get people wanting to make contributions because they care about the other people who live in their neighborhoods. And this is a real opportunity for you because instead of choosing an actual thank you gift that comes to you, what you can do is opt for essentially sending your thank you gift to someone else. So for example, if you contribute $60, you can choose as part of that donation to KERA to feed one person for a week through the North Texas Food Bank. That's 3 meals a day, 21 meals in total. Just another example, if maybe you can afford $180, that would feed a family of three for a week, 63 meals for a week that your contribution to KERA would automatically trigger to the North Texas Food Bank. So you can do good, I guess double the amount of good by supporting your local station and supporting the food bank.
You know, Stephen, we're actually we've been working on this initiative called One Crisis Away for a couple of years in our newsroom here, and Courtney Collins is our lead reporter on that. And one thing that has been really surprising is as the economic downturn has turned into, quote, recovery here in North Texas, we've been hearing from people at places like the North Texas Food Bank and the Tarrant Area Food Bank. We've been hearing from people saying, we are getting busier and busier. We have more and more clients because it's not a recovery for everyone. Mm-hmm. And you can really help out. You're going to help people who can't afford to support KERA, be able to listen to KERA, stay informed and know what's going on. And with this package, you're going to be able to help people eat. It's food for the mind and it's food for the body when you pick the Thanks for Giving package and help support the North Texas Food Bank with your contribution to KERA. Over 100 people, we're being told, have picked up the Thanks for Giving packages since yesterday. So this has been very, very popular. And thanks to everybody who's gotten on board. We'd love to hear from you. 888-694-6931.
Which doesn't surprise me at all, because as we said, our listeners really know the value of philanthropy. You show it when you donate items through the Anything Show, and you show it when you donate to KERA. You know that it's important to make sure that the dollars that you have that you can afford to give away, that you give away in a responsible and a worthwhile manner. And fortunately, so many of you have shown over the years that contributing to KERA fits that model for you. And all we ask is that If you are continuing to enjoy the programming you get every day here on the station, that you continue to show your support for it, because that's what's going to ensure that it's here for you going in the weeks and months and years into the future. You can do that again by calling 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org.
He's Stephen Becker. He produces this show, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Our engineer is Shelley Kennedy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. You can find that at the kera.org/anything page. Subscribe with that little button at the top of the page, or you can click and listen to any of the last 10 hours of show. We're going to come back here in about 5 minutes for another hour, a bonus hour, of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. So give us a call at 800-933-5372. If you're on hold right now, please stay with us. We're going to get to your calls right after the NPR newscast. You can also, of course, email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. But, you know, you can always also call 888-694-6931. Help me one of the about 25 people we still need to hear from this hour to make our goal. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org.